Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall, a discussion of blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you.
Hello, folks. You're listening to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here, as always, with the dynamic duo, the Johnny Gwynn.
Howdy.
And Phil on the board.
Greetings.
We're just like we got Dan the Soundman, now we got Phil on the board.
Phil on the board.
Dan the Soundman, huh?
Yeah.
That's another guy. With it.
A different friend.
That punches a lot of buttons. Connects a lot of things, makes stuff happen.
Yep. Johnny's interesting day here in Mobile. We've got a mayoral race going 97% on.
97% reporting
now. 97% in 97. Now.
97.
Where are you tracking that?
Fox10.com.
Okay, interesting.
Spiro is up about 700 votes still.
Yep.
50.8% to 49.2%.
Boy, that is a close race.
That's a close race, but folks.
It's at 97%. Now, 97% now.
97%, yeah.
It hadn't changed since he flipped ahead of her 700 votes.
Along with that, we've got a lot of news in AI, as always.
What have you been looking at?
Well, the thing that caught my attention today was this morning I saw where the CEO of Anthropic was begging for guardrails.
Yeah.
And then this afternoon, Elon Musk, someone said, Anthropic's never going to be able to win. And Elon responded and said, winning was never in the cards for Anthropic.
Oh, wow.
Like, they can't raise enough money. So, like,
can't raise
so the reason money. They, the reason Anthropic wants guardrails on those other guys is because they can't compete.
Right, because now it can slow them down.
Yeah.
It seems like I guess that's why they were talking to Apple and everybody else to try to find like a partner.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Well, and the interesting thing is another interesting thing in AI. I don't know if you saw this news where NVIDIA is investing $100 billion into OpenAI.
Oh, I did see that.
And OpenAI is buying $100 billion worth of NVIDIA.
It's like a circular. Yeah. It's like a circular thing. Yeah.
Well, it's like I read somebody said that. You know, the NVIDIA, Jensen Huang was like, I'll invest $100 billion in OpenAI. And then you announce that you're buying $100 billion worth of GPUs. The stock goes up.
And then
he takes the money that he just, from the stock just going up to use the $100 billion.
Like free money.
Again,
it's the monopoly money of the Wall Street.
I also saw the Mag 7, as they call it, the big seven tech stocks, have more value than the entire GDP of the EU.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
Well, again, and also imagine what the stock market would be without the Mag 7.
Oh, it would be
very tough.
Mostly negative for the past 25 years.
Even though I am in a stock that is the only non-Mag 7 highest, it's done the best of any stock in the stock market except for Mag 7.
Oh, yeah? Which one is that?
Open Door.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a game, almost like a GameStop play.
Yeah, that thing is taking off, isn't it?
Which, again, look up Zombie Company. It's fascinating to see how this stuff works. It really is interesting.
It's interesting. You said that there's 97% in. Channel 5 only has 85% reported.
They've been behind. I'm sorry. KRG's behind the ball.
Well, I was just checking to see if maybe they got a hit. But they're not.
I'm saying Fox 10 saying 97%. I'd be curious to see who they're getting that results from. I will tell you, though, Bob Gripp.
I remember Bob
Gripp.
What
station was Bob Gripp?
He was Fox 10.
He used to be the one to follow on election night. That guy got the stuff in for anybody.
Well, before it was Fox 10, it was WALA Channel 10.
You're right. Yep.
And I can't remember who they were affiliated with, but it wasn't Fox.
Yeah.
They came on Fox. I remember this because I was a young kid somewhere along the line once The Simpsons started airing.
That's Fox.
That's when they moved to Fox.
Because
I can remember.
Yeah. Well, I know it wasn't ABC because ABC's always been in Pensacola.
Yeah, WEAR.
Yeah, WEAR.
So it must have been CBS maybe.
Must have been. Again. Oh, the good old days. We only had three channels and those weird things in the UHF.
Yeah.
43 and something else.
I remember 12, Bob Gripp 13. From hurricane coverage mainly.
Well, yeah, Bob Gripp probably announced a lot of momentous things in our lives.
You know what today is the anniversary of that people forget? No. We've been talking a lot about Amtrak, the Sunset Limited accident.
Oh, are you serious?
Was 32 years ago.
Whoa, really?
And I think it was 32 years ago.
I know a guy whose job was to put on scuba diving stuff and go down there and get bodies.
Well, people don't realize it. It's the most deaths from a train accident in American history.
No, I thought it was 100 years.
Maybe so.
Yeah. It was bad. It was super bad.
Yeah.
Super bad. Again, somebody hitting a...
Tug
and didn't tell anybody, right?
Just like in Baltimore.
God, man. Oh, my goodness.
Crazy story. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. When we come back on Beyond the Blockchain, we may have a new mayor in Mobile.
We might.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks. Welcome back into Beyond the Blockchain. We still don't have a mayor, but maybe we will before the end of the show. Or maybe we'll have a recount. Who knows? Anyway, back into AI news and the wonderful world of artificial intelligence. Johnny, there's some speculation out there from some AI CEOs that we know we're going to change the way we work. But one of the things we haven't talked about.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Holy moly. Reporting 87%, 21,565 to 21,564.
I don't understand how that's possible. I should have voted. Yeah, you should have voted.
One vote.
If you're the
Again, it's 13% more of it. Wow. Holy moly.
See, I don't know where you're getting that number because I also.
Fox10TV.com.
But you're telling me that it's 87% reporting.
That's what it says.
I've got 87% reporting and I've got 22,678 and 28,555.
Well, somebody's to get on the
ball. So I don't know I don't know whose is right.
Somebody's AI is off.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, she's ahead by one vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, depending on where you're looking.
You're right, yeah.
No, depending on where you're looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Because where I'm looking at 87%.
Cheese and crackers. Oh, well.
So who's ahead on the one you're looking at?
Yeah, you're right, Barbara Drummond.
The one I'm looking at 87%. Spiro is up by over 2,000 votes.
A lot of people didn't vote. Wow.
Of course they didn't.
Yeah.
That's not a surprise.
I know. Oh, yeah.
But you know what? You get what you get. So. Yeah. If we get
Sam Jones 2.0, people.
I think that's way too optimistic.
Really?
Oh, I think it's going to be BLM. Like the National Democratic. Really? Oh, yeah. Kamala and Cory Booker and all these people are not getting behind this.
Yeah.
This is an opportunity for them to hit Trump because they look at Mobile as the place where his campaign took off when he did the first big outdoor event. And that's why they're pushing so hard here. Because it's one of the only seats they have a chance to win in this cycle.
Wow.
And it's a strike right directly at Trump, especially when the Democratic Party already has Birmingham and Montgomery.
I'm sorry. I know lots of people. Like, to me, she's so uninspiring.
But the campaign, listen. Yeah, but at no point has...
She's so unimpressive.
Has at any point Spiro's campaign gone after Barbara?
I have no idea.
I don't know if
she
had.
Of course they didn't.
I don't think they did.
Of course they didn't, because they can't. They couldn't.
Of course you can.
No, you cannot.
You can say this
the
person.
The rich white guy versus the no.
No, no. Here's where you go.
His name's Rich.
She voted to let little boys go in little girls' restrooms in public schools.
Wow.
So why don't you start with that?
I didn't know that.
She's been in the legislature for 25 years.
Yeah, you could have killed
Joe, go through her voting record of everything she's voted on in the past 25 years and tell that story, because I bet you a bunch of Paul Prine supporters stayed home.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, you're right.
So that's my rant. Not that anybody asked, but, you know, this is not a complicated equation. They just let her – they didn't criticize her about anything. At all.
Yeah.
So why would anybody care? I have a lot of people that thought, who cares who wins?
Yeah.
Mm.
Maybe they'll care now.
Wow.
Or, you know what you'll see? A housing boom in Grand Bay.
Well, of course, we're already getting that anyway.
Yeah, but you'll see it expedited.
Yeah.
This city will become a shell of itself.
Become Birmingham.
Yeah.
Without
the money.
Birmingham without the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. People don't get.
I think they call that Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, and because Madison's like Fair Oak, or Daphne.
Yeah. So we'll see. It's going to be interesting. We haven't really talked a lot about the details of it, but it seemed like a good time to talk about it. Let's talk about the three-day work week.
All right. Let's just go ahead and run that report for the three-day work week then.
Or four-day work week.
Four-day work week.
Mm-hmm. We're wishful thinking.
Here we go.
Hey there, tech trailblazers. Agent Zena here on Beyond the Blockchain, diving into the wild world of AI and the future of work. Picture this. A three-day work week. More time for Netflix binges or, I don't know, learning to juggle. Tech titans like NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, Microsoft's Bill Gates and Zoom's Eric Yuan are all hyping AI as the magic wand to make this dream real. They say AI is like a super smart assistant, zapping away boring tasks. Think of it as a Roomba for your spreadsheets, freeing us to work less and live more. Studies back this up. A UK think tank says AI could shave a full day off for millions by decade's end. Sounds like a sci-fi utopia, right? But here's the twist, folks, and it's a doozy. These same leaders are waving a red flag. AI might make us more productive, but it could also turn us into hamsters on a wheel, running faster with no finish line. Worse, it's threatening to gobble up entry-level jobs like a Pac-Man on steroids. Zoom's Yuan worries that while senior folks get to sip coffee and manage AI bots, newbies might find the job ladder's bottom rungs missing. Anthropic's Dario Amodé even predicts half of white-collar starter gigs could vanish. Ouch. So what's the takeaway for us, AI and crypto enthusiasts, American workers and everyday folks? It's like blockchain itself. Game-changing, but only if we steer it right. Companies need to rethink training, carving out AI-proof paths for new talent, and decide if efficiency means more leisure or just more hustle. For you and me, it's about staying nimble, learning to dance with AI, not just dodge it. Because if we don't, we might end up with a four-day week, but no job to fill it. Until next time, keep dreaming big and coding bigger.
Ah, interesting report from Agent Zena. The question is, I can see us going to a three-day work week because there's just not as much to do, but I also see employers cutting your pay by 40%.
Yes, we don't need you.
Yeah. We only need you 3 days a week.
60% of the time.
Yeah. And they're going to do just enough to keep you under the part-time, full-time.
Right. Benefits.
So, you know, Walmart is notorious for this.
Yeah.
Walmart will not give you
29 hours or something like that. Yeah.
And what ends up happening, it's a gross number of how many food stamps Walmart employees spend at Walmart because they get an employee discount. Because they're on food stamps and working at Walmart.
And they get a discount.
Yep. So Walmart is recycling that money amongst themselves. Yeah. So they actually make more money by not letting these people work more hours. Because then they wouldn't be qualified for food stamps.
Right. They wouldn't get that extra $2,000 a month.
Yeah, or whatever it is.
Whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well.
How does that go to Walmart? Just because they spend it there?
Because they're already at work, and they get an employee discount.
They're not going to Piggly Wiggly because why would they? Because they're getting 20% or 15% or
whatever. And I'm already there.
Right.
And I'm already there, correct.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, I got you.
But I do want people buying from where they work.
Yeah.
That makes me more likely to buy there, too.
Yeah, that's the old company store. Remember that?
Company store, but that was more like to put you in.
That was exploitive.
More of like an indentured slave, but, you know.
They're like, you're going to need a new pair of work boots. Turns out we sell just the pair you can buy.
There you go. And we can garnish your wages for the next 6 months to get you to pay it off.
I can get these cheaper somewhere else. Oh, those who don't meet the requirements.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry, bud. I think a three-day work week will be interesting. I think part of this, though, when we think about these big tech CEOs, I often wonder how much experience they've had lately with normal people. Because a three-day work week completely transforms how you need childcare.
Yes.
If I'm off 2 days a week,
what do I do?
What do I do the other 3 days?
Yeah.
Right? I can keep my kid two, but I can't keep three. Yeah. Well, daycares won't let you pick a half week. You got to pay the full price.
That's what they're asking, too. That's what Zena was talking about. Is it the people who will say, I will use more leisure time, or will I create more work? Like, will I do, like, another job?
I think most people will have to find another job. Yeah. And they'll end up working two 3 day jobs, working 6 days a week instead of five.
Mm. Yeah.
That's the dystopian version of how that could work. But I'm telling you, when I hear these AI guys talk, I often think, like, when was the last time they talked to a normal person in a town like Mobile? Never.
You can play nice with AI all you want, but the people behind it, like you're talking about, they will not play nice with you using AI.
Well, they have one mission, and that's just to build, and get to AGI first.
Yes.
It's this they think of it as the greatest scientific accomplishment in humankind, and it's a race to see who gets to claim credit. Mm-hmm. That's really what this is about. It's an ego thing.
It's a space race.
Yeah. You just have to keep singing the same old song. It will replace us. That's just...
Because
people are not nice. Somebody behind it, running it, they're just not nice people.
It's not about being pragmatic. It's not about even being humanitarian. It's the idea of, like I said, the space race. Look what that did. I mean, there was a lot... innovation comes with a, like it or not, a lot of martyrdom and sacrifice.
Well, I do think that the world on the whole is going to be better. It's just going to take some, there's going to be a lot of growing pains.
And also disruption is the storm. There's a storm always with disruption because no one's going to give us the, we'll ease our way into this.
But there's just no comparison.
But I also think this could be a really unique opportunity.
Civilization. There's just no comparison to anything before
it. I agree, which is why it's a really unique opportunity to fix really big institutional problems and redesign them for the future. Because
an institutional problem?
You're going to have to, because AI is going to break it. Here's my point. We've never had to, because we could always just put a Band-Aid on it and kick the can down the road. AI is going to break education. It is going to break public schooling, and we will have to figure out what that looks like. And that would have never happened if we just keep limping along as we go.
Well, I mean, again, that's a 200-plus-year-old system based on an even longer system that came from Prussia. We haven't changed it a whole lot. It's exactly the way it was.
Well, also, there's the habits. Old habits die hard.
All right, we've got a new update from KRG. You check your Fox.
Yeah, it hasn't changed.
KRG, it has 95% reporting. Chiriagatis, 51.44. Drummond, 48.56.
Okay, that's what I had before, and then it corrected itself.
Well, maybe they're...
Do you see what I'm saying?
Maybe their stream is 15 minutes behind
or
yours.
Or maybe they went back and it doesn't matter.
I don't know.
So Fox 10 that had 97%, that had those same numbers you just threw up, went back to 85% and went to this 50-50.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if there was we were calling it too early or whatever.
Well, what happened at 87%? Because I had 87% from KRG.
And now it's 83%.
See, I don't understand.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Sorry to look at the wrong thing. Sorry, whoever is doing the website for this, quit moving the top thing.
Well,
I don't really care about the Chickasaw race. I'm sorry. The Chickasaw race isn't very important, in my opinion, for me.
Yeah, that's what this is all about anyway. It's our show. This is about us.
I'm a narcissist, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, let's feed the man what he needs. It's going to be interesting. All right, so we're getting closer. We're going to go into the bottom half of the hour. We'll do some commercials when we come back.
We'll know more, or we'll know less.
We may know less.
Right now, I'm seeing... Let's see. Is it 89%? Is it?
I'm still showing 95.
87. I'm still at 50-50, 87%.
That's crazy.
Now, what's your percentage?
95.
Whoa. Dang,
a total vote of 48,376 votes total, which our friend David Rasp predicted on Facebook, 26,000.
Whoa, so he's way off.
Yeah. He said something like, not that anyone asked or I'm an expert, but my prediction.
I throw a number out there.
Yeah.
26 that I said, that's about right.
Sure, why not? Or maybe he meant 26,000
for the
is
winner.
Needed to win it.
For the winner.
And if that's the case, buddy, he's real close.
Yeah. We'll see. Look, here's the thing why I would not want to be a person waiting for this.
Oof.
If I was running...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I would hate that.
No, it's a lot of anxiety.
I can't take things like this. I'd be a real bad loser. I'd be such a bad loser.
All right. When we come back on Beyond the Blockchain, we'll talk more AI and the Mobile Mayor's Race.
Welcome Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. You're listening to Beyond the Blockchain, where tonight we're talking about AI and the mayor's race in Mobile. Johnny, since we went into the break, there doesn't appear to be an update.
No update. I'm looking at the same thing you are. And right. The Fox 10 that was, is still stuck at 85%. So,
well, while we're waiting on
87%, which is a tie, but
wow.
But KRG says 95% and Spiro is up by 1,300 votes.
Yep. So while we wait on more information there, one of the things that you and I talked about previously that we're going to talk about tonight is something I am very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
It is the fact that Major League Baseball
has
decided. They've been trying this in the minor leagues, but we're finally going to put it out in the major leagues, what we call ABS.
ABS.
The automatic ball system.
Something
automatic
like that.
Something.
Yeah, system. You're right.
Automatic something system.
I did a report on it.
ABS. Let's listen to it.
Yep.
Hey there, tech fans. It's Johnny Gwynn on Beyond the Blockchain. Buckle up, because Major League Baseball is throwing a curveball into the future with its automated ball strike system, or ABS, rolling out in 2026. This isn't just a new toy for umpires. It's a game changer for fans, players, and anyone who loves a fair fight. Let's break it down and see why this tech gives you an edge. Imagine you're playing darts, but the bullseye keeps moving because the ref's got shaky hands. That's been baseball's problem. Umpires, bless their hearts, miss about 6% of ball and strike calls. That's enough to spark 60% of ejections in a season. Enter ABS, like a laser-guided dartboard. It uses Hawkeye cameras to track pitches with pinpoint accuracy, mapping them to a strike zone that's been fine-tuned like a chef perfecting a recipe. We're talking a rectangle 17 inches wide, set between 27% and 53.5% of a batter's height, customized for every player. Here's the cool part. It's not robots taking over. MLB's going with a challenge system. Each team gets two challenges per game, like lifelines in a trivia show. Batter, pitcher, or catcher taps their helmet and boom, the pitch's path lights up on the stadium screen for all to see. Get it right, you keep your challenge. Extra innings? You get one more per inning. It's like adding extra quarters to your arcade game when the stakes are high. So why should you care? First, as a fan, you'll know the game's outcome hinges on skill, not a bad call. Fairness is the MVP here. Second, if you're into sports betting or fantasy leagues, understanding ABS means you can predict how teams might use challenges, especially in clutch moments like full counts, where 8% of pitches get challenged. That's insider-level strategy. Plus, catchers who master framing pitches, making borderline calls look good, will still shine, so you'll spot the defensive stars who tilt the game. This tech's been battle-tested since 2019, from minor leagues to the 2025 All-Star Game, with a 52% challenge success rate. It's not perfect, but it's like swapping a flip phone for a smartphone. Once you go ABS, you don't go back. So next time you're at a game or picking your fantasy roster, you'll be one step ahead, knowing the tech keeping baseball honest. Stay curious, folks. This is Johnny Gwynn reminding you the future's always in play.
Johnny, that's a good report. You know, I love some baseball and I'm excited for ABS. Although I think people need to understand, like, this is not like tennis where
every shot is
reviewed.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, last night there was a game where the ump missed 25 calls.
Holy moly.
And people were like, seriously, like, why are we doing this? Yeah. Like, because he's normally a lot better than
is
that.
Is he a rookie? Is this his first game ever?
No, people, that's why people were literally like, is he okay?
Oh,
like,
right. Yeah. Is he having a stroke?
Yeah. Like, is he on some new medication?
Is he dehydrated?
Does he need new glasses? Like, what is going on? But yeah, he missed 25 calls. So it's not like, you know, what I think you should be able to do is have forever until you get twice where you didn't get it right.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, right, right.
You can only, you have two strikes against you once you get that second strike. But it, but if they're wrong that many times and you keep calling them out and you're right, right, you shouldn't get punished for
that. But it's also really smart to hold back your challenges to when you have a full count strategic, or you're in the eighth inning. Right. And now, I did understand if you're right, though, you keep your challenge, though, right? So you could – as long as you keep
challenging to infinity.
So you maybe can challenge to infinity if you're right.
Right. Okay. Okay. Now, what's interesting to what you just said on how you save them and how you use them, this isn't like the NFL where the coach calls a timeout.
Right.
The player on the field makes the decision.
And they said it's either the batter, the pitcher, or the umpire tap their head.
Right. Well, it'd be the catcher, but imagine you're a batter.
What did I say?
Imagine you're a batter in a worthless situation early in the game, and you don't like a call.
Challenge.
And you use it, and you're wrong. You've been selfish in a moment when we didn't need it. Now you've hurt the team
especially
in
like the third inning.
The
are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to announce the winner?
Oh, yeah. So according to
KRG,
mm-hmm. and it looked like live from the Shirio Goddess headquarters, it looks like Spiro Shirio Goddess is going to be your next
and
mayor.
And I'm telling
in
you, okay, this is Fox 10.
Okay.
21-617 Spiro, 21-615 Barbara Drummond, and it's 87% reporting, but it's still super, super tight.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
But I don't think Spiro's campaign goes live on the news celebrating
maybe
the win
it'll be one of those,
unless they think they got the numbers.
Who was that
right.
president that had the newspaper that you know?
Oh, Dewey defeats Truman.
Come on, it happens there,
it does
buddy.
Happen. Mm-hmm. Boy, that would be an interesting story.
But also, how terrible that party would go for. Whoa!
Oh boy!
It's still
5%. It would look like the Hillary night where everybody was crying.
Yeah,
but it's still 5%.
But you
hasn't
remember,
come through on KRG.
Yeah, so. but these campaigns have their own.
They do have their own
verifying
metrics.
Information.
They have their own metrics. They've also got someone.
They've got someone at every
in
precinct
that room where they're counting too.
Yeah.
But both parties. Hold on. Yeah. Both. Candidates have officials in the room.
The watchers.
And by the way, at some point, if they announced it like that, that means somebody conceded, but said mathematically.
Mathematically. They may have said, there's this many votes left. There's this many you need. You can't get there.
And that's how in the past when you see Arizona just closed their polls and so-and-so has just won.
Yeah.
And you're like, they just opened. They just closed their polls. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And they're using exit polls that they've taken all day.
Yeah.
And then they're just projecting out across.
Have we ever looked at – we need to look into AI and how it's helping with voting. I'm sure there's tons of it in analysis.
Okay.
Yeah. But in the idea of verifying votes would be fascinating because, again, we've always said we've always brought up the idea of like how great it would be to move the voting onto a blockchain where everything was visible and it was all by the second.
Right.
I mean, as you said earlier, it's like I find it's ridiculous that it even takes us an hour to count this when it shouldn't take us an hour to count, especially 50,000 votes.
Well, there's no counting because when I run my ballot through the machine.
Right, it's already counting.
It's counting it as it's happening.
So I guess they're tabulating as the things come in from the machines. Is that because you have to? You've got to verify the vote, though. I will tell you this: so each captain at each location has to take the results, and it goes in a box, and it goes through this whole thing of being taped. You almost put a seal on
the
it.
The state has a whole procedure.
It is, and then you have to undo it in front of the sheriff. All this stuff, right?
Yeah,
then,
there's no tampering with the.
So I guess what they're doing is they're taking that and then putting it into like, I guess a spreadsheet at this point. I don't know.
It's probably going into a spreadsheet, and then the campaigns are texting their campaign representative is texting someone.
Right. Well,
so they at least feel very confident about their numbers and.
I going back to the umpire thing, it's not a robot. It's not an ump robot.
Nope.
There's an umpire still back there. No one's losing their job yet.
Yep. Everybody's grandpa can relax.
Everybody and all the freaks.
Everybody can relax.
And they're using a set of, as I understand it, very high optic cameras is how they do it.
Mm-hmm. As they always remind us, powered by T-Mobile.
Is it powered by T-Mobile? I want to know who makes that track thing that the golf thing uses to follow that golf ball.
I don't know. I think
that thing is awesome.
There's a couple of those.
That tracers. Thing is really yeah. cool. Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break and come back. We'll talk more on Beyond the Blockchain.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back into the show. You're listening to Beyond the Blockchain. And, Johnny, we're going into our favorite segment, Beyond the Blockchain. And we got some interesting stuff going on. It's funny because it ties directly into some news today.
Very big news.
All right, give us a brief update on the news. Then we'll talk about dead internet theory and how that ties together and why that matters.
While 150 world leaders were prepared to descend on Manhattan today, the U.S. Secret Service was quietly dismantling a massive hidden telecom network across the New York area, a system instigators said could have crippled cell towers, jammed 911 calls, and flooded the network with chaos at the very moment the city was vulnerable. 300 SIM servers packed with over 1,000 SIM cards were clustered within 35 miles of the United Nations, represents the most sweeping communication threat ever uncovered on U.S. soil. So roughly it was something set up to disrupt all of the telecommunication in Manhattan.
Well,
during the time when all those world leaders were in the U.N.
That's a...
Which also tells me to get the U.N., another reason to get the U.N. out.
Did you hear what?
Oh, I love it.
Did you hear what Trump said?
Trump dropped a bomb today on the UN, a truth bomb of y'all ain't worth a penny. Y'all suck. And then they turned the escalator off on them and turned off the teleprompter to say, ha ha.
All right. Well, yeah. In his speech, he said, I've solved 7 wars this year.
And y'all ain't done nothing.
And at no point did anyone from the UN call to ask if they could help.
Yep.
He said, the only 2 things I've got from the UN are a broken escalator and a broken teleprompter.
Yep. And yet, and people, again, the left just can't stand it. And I'm sitting there going, man, that's everything I've ever said about the UN. That is a worthless, worthless, worthless building. It is a worthless building and worthless people in it.
Can't be any more un than you are right now.
Yeah, it's so bad. All right, but it goes back to the idea of these very dangerous bots, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. So please run the Agent Lively transmission, please.
Greetings, truth seekers. Agent Blake Poe here, cypherpunk, and a digital cast out for digging too deep into the shadows. I'm broadcasting from a ghost server, way off the grid, with a leak that'll make your skin crawl. The dead internet theory. It's not just some 2021 forum rant from Illuminati pirate. It's the pulse of a web gone cold. Picture the internet as a bustling town square, once alive with human stories, raw and real. Now? It's a hollowed out simulation, overrun by bots and AI slop, and I've got 120 seconds to prove it. The numbers don't lie. Imperva's cyberhounds clocked bot traffic at 49.6% in 2023, up from 42% 2 years prior, and it's spiking in 2025 as AI scrapes the web like a digital locust swarm. Half the users out there aren't human, they're ghosts in the machine. Look at your feeds. Facebook's drowning in shrimp Jesus. Bizarre AI-generated images of Christ fused with crustaceans, racking up thousands of bot-spammed amen comments. Twitter's a broken record. I hate texting, I just want to hold your hand. Parroted by bot accounts, juiced with fake likes to fake the zeitgeist. YouTube's battling an inversion. So many fake views, its algorithms might soon flag real humans as the glitch. And the old web? It's rotting. Pew Research says 38% of 2013's pages are gone, erased by link rot while AI sludge fills the void. ChatGPT's 2022 release lit the fuse. Futurist Timothy Shoup predicts 99% of online content could be AI generated by now. Even Sam Altman tweeted last month, admitting the web's crawling with LLM-run accounts. Meta's greenlighting AI users, digital puppets chatting to nobody. Algorithms, those corporate puppet masters, amplify this noise for profit, turning our square into a soulless mall. It's not just quirky slop, it's echo chambers where bots clap for bots, drowning out human voices. NewGuard found over 1,000 bot-run news sites, 167 posing as Russian outlets, pumping Ukraine war lies like poison. The internet's not dead, we're still here flickering. But it's a machine-driven mirage now, eroding trust, amplifying lies. For you, listener, it's a call to arms. Sharpen your eyes, question the chorus, hunt for raw human signals in the static. Reclaim the square before it's all hologram. This is Poe, signing off the grid. Stay vigilant.
So this reminds me, all I could think about during Agent Poe's excellent article was, you know how we look at cave drawings?
Yeah.
And we say like, oh, let me tell you what the cavemen were like. Well, if we just took a snapshot in time and the aliens look at us and they go, oh, they worshipped a shrimp Jesus.
A shrimp Jesus. A shrimp
like, you know, like they'll just look and they'll have no idea what's real and what's not. No, like, they're just a snapshot in time. Look at
goddess, their AI will be better than ours and they will be able to.
Pointing goddess, blonde-haired goddess, and a cat.
Yeah.
And the cat god.
Yeah.
There would be all the memes they think, oh, my God.
Sydney Sweeney would be our goddess yes. of
Well, this Spider-Man fertility. Pointing at itself.
Oh, that Spider-Man meme is perfect.
It literally yes. is like, this must be a religion.
They were like, this is the first time they had self-awareness.
Self-awareness.
Wait for the flying.
You're like me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, so funny. Yeah, the idea of understanding memes.
Yeah, like you. Oh, we can yeah. understand a culture because we saw pictures painted on a wall.
Oh, hilarious!
For all we know, that was some autistic kid in a cave's art project, yeah. and that's all he wanted to do was paint on the walls. And the parents were like, "Fine, you can paint on the wall,
only on this one,
just on this wall." Mm-hmm. They're like, "Why don't we find it anywhere?" Because the parents didn't let their kids paint on the wall,
or they washed it off.
Or they washed it off.
That is hilarious. That's so funny. The idea of. Forgotten civilizations, and we're only remembered by our memes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you have such a trash society.
That would be a really good.
They were funny though. I'll give them. They were funny.
That'd be.
But I mean, they wouldn't understand we think any they of were the funny. Context. No,
that's the whole point.
Of any of the context.
That's we why it matters. Funny.
That's hilarious.
Because they would create. They would. Yes. What they thought our world was.
Why
like,
was this cat based on so? The meme. Why was she so mad at this cat?
Grumpy cat was everywhere. They had different types of cat gods.
Mm-hmm. Oh, know? My God. So funny. The one with the girl with the buck teeth. You know, oh, my God. So funny.
Yeah.
The one little one. The one. Oh, my. Yeah. The guy that's.
The babies.
Blinking his eyes.
The talking babies.
Oh, yeah. The blinking eye guy.
Oh, my God.
I love
so
that one.
Hilarious to think about. That's how we would be studied.
Ain't nobody got time for that?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You know,
cash me outside.
The guy with his head blowing up.
Yeah, head blowing up. Or Zach Galifianakis trying to do math. You know.
Yes.
All of these.
That could be 1,000 years from now a college course.
Yes. It may not. Course. It may be 10 years from now.
I don't think university will be around in 1,000. Again, unless it resets and they're just doing it over.
Yeah.
You're just restarting over and over. Yeah.
Everything old is new again.
All right,
folks.
Till next week.
See you next week on Beyond the Blockchain.